pressure.
Queen and David Bowie on Houston's Eagle. It's the Dean and Raj Show. 7:08, 77 degrees right now. We'll have a high today that'll feel like 104.
Birthday scam time. We're going to call this guy as his neighbor. His son was hacking into the neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Downloading movies.
And downloading movies. So we're going to call being the neighbor, and of course it's going to get contentious.
Hello?
Hey, Tony, this is Steve Phillips. I'm your neighbor.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'm, I heard, I guess our wives had talked, and we've learned now that it was your son that was using our Wi-Fi.
Yeah, he was. Sorry about that, but I talked to him, and he took care of it.
Because I got a letter from our internet provider. He was downloading movies.
I wasn't aware of that. I'm sorry about that.
It was porn. These were porn movies.
Okay. I mean, can you prove that it was him who was doing it?
Well, yeah, because your wife already said that it was him on our internet. I mean, you're not saying
that. Well, yes, but you use your internet too, right?
What's that?
You use your internet as well, don't you?
Yeah, but look, Tony, nobody here is watching porn movies, and certainly not pirated porn movies.
Okay, well, unless you can prove to me that that's what was happening, then I don't see any point in having this discussion.
Well, what do you want to go to court? I mean, I'm telling you as a neighbor, and I thought this was a friendly thing to do.
Go to court over what? You should have put a password on your Wi-Fi if you really wanted it to protect it so
much.
We
had a password on our Wi-Fi, and your little hacker there figured it out.
Well, what was your password?
It was the name of our dog.
Yeah, there's your problem. This is...
My problem.
Sure, you could have come up with a more clever password than that if you really wanted somebody to stay off of your internet.
Doesn't matter what the hell the password was.
That you should have password protected your.
The password could have been 1234. Okay, it doesn't matter.
The password
is
hello. Hello. Wi-Fi. What?
I want you to pay for our internet for the last 6 months.
That's absolutely ridiculous. There's no way that's going to happen.
And by the way, I have the high-speed package, okay? It's $114.
That's really great. That's great for you, but I am not. There's no way ever I'm going
Giga
to pay
speed.
For your Wi-Fi.
It comes to over $600. It's almost $700.
Yes, I'm aware how much Wi-Fi costs. I have my own, and I password protect mine very well.
Wait a minute.
If you don't
Wait
have
a
Wi-Fi
minute.
At your house, don't have Wi-Fi at your house.
How do I know... that this wasn't you watching these movies.
Excuse me?
How do I know you're not the pervert over there?
How dare you? How dare you? How do I know it wasn't you? I don't know what kind of weird stuff you get into.
How do I know that you're not watching us through our Wi-Fi security cameras? You know, I have those all over the house. Did you hack into that?
This is totally ridiculous.
You freak?
Let's go to court. Maybe we should go to court over this.
Why don't we go to the? Why don't we go to your driveway and I kick your ass? Why don't we do that?
Yeah, come on over. Come on over right now.
I'll give you a hard drive to the kidney.
Are you at home right now?
No, I'm not at home. I'm at the radio station. This is Dean and Raj with the birthday scam.
Oh my God.
This is from Laura. She told us about the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Well, hard drive to the kidney?
Oh my God, you guys.
Yeah. Wow. That got out of control.
Yeah.
That escalated quickly.
It really did.
Yeah, you really got me.
We hope you have a great birthday.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.